This is News Talk, your AI-curated top stories on the nation, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day. Starting with today's first article, titled, Unmasking Transparency: Why Donor Party Matches Must Evolve Beyond SBI's Unique Number Revelation. The Supreme Court has recently mandated the State Bank of India to disclose the unique numbers associated with electoral bonds. This decision aims at enhancing transparency concerning the financial contributions made to political parties. Interestingly, major political entities such as the BJP, Congress, TMC, BRS, and BJD have opted not to reveal the details of their donors to the Election Commission. This development opens up a significant dialogue on the need for evolving mechanisms to ensure transparency in political funding. Moving to our next article. It's a quite intriguing story titled, Karma's Reckoning: Ex-President's Daughter Weighs In on Arvind Kejriwal's Dramatic Arrest. Sharmishtha Mukherjee, the daughter of former President Pranab Mukherjee, has shared her thoughts on Arvind Kejriwal's recent arrest. She sees this development as karma catching up to Kejriwal for his and Anna Hazare's unfounded allegations against Sheila Dikshit in the past. Mukherjee criticizes the duo for their irresponsible claims, highlighting that the evidence they promised to provide against Dikshit never materialized. She implies that justice has a way of revealing the truth over time. Moving to our next article. Unveiling the mystery: high-risk companies and their electoral bond beneficiaries as flagged by the finance minister. Fresh data from the Election Commission reveals that companies marked as high-risk by the Union Ministry of Finance in 2018 for PMLA violations have been actively funding various political parties. Notably, the BJP is among the beneficiaries. It's intriguing to learn that 19 of the 9,491 non-banking financial companies flagged as high-risk back in 2018 purchased electoral bonds to support political activities. Majority of these companies were based in Kolkata, a city that has garnered attention as a hotspot for shell companies. Such revelations certainly add another layer to the ongoing discussions about transparency and accountability in political financing. Stay tuned for more insights on this developing story. Moving to our next article, we dive deep into a significant political development from India. It is with great emphasis that we report the arrest of Arvind Kejriwal, the Chief Minister of Delhi and a pivotal leader of the Aam Aadmi Party, AAP. His arrest by the Enforcement Directorate has been linked to a case of money laundering tied to an excise policy. This event marks a climactic turn in a decade-long rivalry between BJP and AAP, a conflict that traces back to their simultaneous rise to power around 2014-15. Stay tuned as we continue to follow this developing story. Moving to our last article, we delve into a major political upheaval in India. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has been arrested, triggering a wave of criticism across the country, particularly from the India bloc of opposition parties. Notably, Derek O'Brien of the Trinamool Congress and Priyanka Gandhi Vadra of Congress have stepped forward, both condemning the arrest as unconstitutional. It's a story of political contention that continues to unfold, raising questions about justice and governance in India. Stay tuned for the latest developments on this story.